Holy Wells, a feature of popular religion in Ireland, not always approved of by the institutional Catholic Church. It is estimated that there are about 3,000 ancient holy wells dedicated to Our Lady, such as Lady's Well and Lady's Island in County Wexford, or local saints. In many cases, the water, which can also be brought home in a bottle, is believed to provide cures for particular ailments. While many of these wells have fallen into disuse or have become inaccessible, others are still popular on the annual Patern or Patron Day of the saint. Many hundreds of people may attend the Patern of a popular or well-regarded saint, such as that of St. Gubnet in Ballyvourney in West Cork, performing a certain ritual of clockwise rounds while simultaneously reciting Catholic prayers by rote, where trees, usually white thorn, hazel or ash, overhang or adjoin a holy well, they may also be considered to have supernatural properties, and a taboo against damaging them remains, and they may be festooned with strips of flannel or rags as tokens. Stones in the vicinity of the well may also be regarded as sacred. Many wells are of considerable antiquity, where they are named after local saints and have accompanying legends, many recounting the victory of Christianity over paganism. They date from the early Christian to the early medieval period. It's also likely that there were numinous places in pre-Christian times, and that the ritual was derived from an overlay of Christianity on a pagan ritual. The legendary physician, Dian Kecht, used water from a holy well to treat the wounded at the Battle of Matura, Moytura. Place names such containing the word tubber, such as Tubernamult, Well of the Weathers, in the parish of Ardfert in North County Kerry, testify to the existence of holy wells. In the province of Ulster and Connacht, there are several fountains and wells which in the early stages of Christianity were dedicated to some favourite saint, whose patronage was supposed to give sanctity to the waters, that invalids who were immersed in them lost their maladies.